So Looper.com put out a list of the most iconic TV couples of all time. Before I tell you their list, I'm kind of curious who you think. Like when I say iconic TV couple, I feel like, first of all, the show has to be iconic. It can't just be any couple you like, you know? So who would you say is the most iconic TV couple of all time?
Al and Peggy Bundy.
Hey, that's a good one.
Did I make it?
I don't know. We'll see in a second.
Okay.
Yeah. When I heard that, I immediately thought Ross and Rachel.
But they're not like mom and dad. So I'm thinking more of like Peter and
Lois Griffin.
Yeah.
No, but it's iconic TV couple. It doesn't have to be a mom and a dad. Just an iconic TV couple. Just a, you know, somebody who's, I guess the criteria is a male and female who either you really like got invested in their relationship because of the show and you cared about what happened to them, or you kind of like, it was romantic watching them. Like I remember when I first met my now ex-husband, we were watching Deadwood, and the relationship that ensued between Timothy Oliphant and, you know, whatever the actress's name who played his love interest. Mm-hmm. Like we were really invested in that because I was totally in love with Timothy Oliphant and he was totally in love with the woman who played his love interest. And every time they got together, we were both like, oh, it's going to happen. Like we were so invested in that. Mm-hmm. So for us, that was iconic, but Deadwood wasn't really that iconic. So, but on the other hand, I think like Game of Thrones didn't, I don't think that made this list at all. People were really involved with Jon Snow and Ygritte, especially because he was Jon Snow, Kit Harington, who's gorgeous. And she was a wilding, which was like this, you know, kind of fringe character on the show. Plus she was gorgeous. And then in real life, they were a couple.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Jon Snow and Ygritte and Ross and Rachel, to me, that should be the two most, you know, the top of the list. But they have Lucy and Ricky from I Love Lucy.
On the list or the number one?
They don't really have it in an order. They just made a list.
Lucy and Ricky, yeah, because they were actually married in real life. Mm-hmm. And they stayed together a long time. And you knew about their kid. And I understand.
Yeah, but I think like that's not our generation. Like I would never, that wouldn't even come to mind.
Mm.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen whatever the show, the I Love Lucy.
Yeah, I've seen it. I don't think I've seen a whole episode.
Right. Okay, so they do have Ross and Rachel is next on their list. So that's good. I'm glad that's there. Because listen, we still say things like I was on a break or, you know, lines from their relationship kind of made it into our world.
And Chandler and Monica.
We cared a little less about them. George and Louise, the Jeffersons.
Yes. Moving on.
Yeah.
Up.
Yeah.
And they always fought, but they always loved each other at the end.
Right.
But
right.
They always fought.
Right. And she was a big personality and she was, you know, she was really aspirational for a lot of women because she was one of these women who did not let her man get away with much.
Nothing.
And I think
she didn't let him get away with anything.
But on television in the 1970s and 1980s, that was the big deal. Like people don't see like Isabel Sanford playing Louise Jefferson. We saw a lot of women in traditional roles where they were kind of like, even like I Love Lucy, you know, she was in the end, she was always like, I'm sorry. Like she was an idiot kind of thing.
Hmm.
Not Louise Jefferson. She was always large and in charge, you know? So that was, I think that's sort of iconic about her.
Well, if you look at Good Times, look at the mom from Good Times. She was a strong character.
Florida
was a very strong character in that show.
Right.
She was probably the strongest character on that show.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. Mike and Carol Brady from the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Iconic couple. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. Very. They had six kids and they always figured it out. Always. Mike had a plan all the time.
I think what makes them not iconic in my mind is that it was a very surface relationship and a very surface show. You know, they never really got too deep. And I watched it like in reruns. Mm-hmm. I think when I was like homesick as a kid, I wasn't old enough to watch it when it was, you know, really on television, but I've seen it. And the reason why I never really related to the Brady Bunch, even though, again, they have their iconic moments like Al My Nose and, you know, whatever, it was all very surface and all very superficial. And it was really hard to get into a show like that. So I wouldn't consider that couple iconic, and they're not aspirational. I could care less about them.
Mm-hmm.
Jim and Pam, The Office. Yes. Yes. If you were an Office fan, there was a lot of will they or won't they?
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was engaged to somebody else. You know, he went through his own little journey. They were always sort of flirting, and you kind of knew they had a thing. And are they going to get together? Are they not? So I think that's what makes a couple iconic and exciting, because you root for them, you know? So
right.
I think people rooted for Jim and Pam. Kevin and Winnie, the Wonder Years.
Don't think I've ever seen a whole episode of Wonder Years, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I didn't either. But again, it wasn't a show for me. But I think, you know, like the first kiss and the crush. And I think that stuff is very relatable.
Hmm.
As you said, Florida and James from Good Times are next on the list.
Yeah, very strong female lead. James still just a great actor. When you go back and watch that show now, because I'll flip it around and there'll be whatever that network is that runs reruns all the time. And it's a great show.
Yeah, I loved that show.
Yeah.
Like, that was one of those shows that, like,
you can go back and watch that.
You can go back and watch that one for sure. Yeah. Homer and Marge Simpson.
Yeah. Not a role model couple, but a couple.
I think iconic because no matter what he did, no matter what stupid thing that he got himself into, she still loved him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she is.
He was her homie.
That's right. She is the embodiment of unconditional love. And it's, you know, again, if you're looking at an aspirational couple, the idea that she loved him for who he was, she never tried to change him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she accepted him for who he is. I mean, that's sort of, I think that's part of like the iconography of these people. Let's see. How about Niles and Daphne from Frasier? No, I could care less about them. Let's just move past that. Who cares? They have Alice and Tasha from The L Word. I didn't watch that. Did you?
No.
Okay.
Coach Taylor and Tammy from Friday Night Lights.
Okay.
That was a good couple.
Philip and Vivian from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes. Uncle Phil.
And Aunt Viv.
Yep.
Yeah, they were iconic. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Bottom of the list, Monica and Chandler from Friends. They did put that on there for you.
Got it.
Dwayne and Whitley from A Different World. That ran for like a season. That was the spinoff from the Cosby Show.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch that. Did you watch
that?
No,
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either. Carrie and Mr. Big, of course, from Sex and the City.
That should have been your first.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's like Sex and the City, when it was on the air, I was really into it. It was a really important show. I talked about it. I couldn't wait to get a new pair of Manolo Blahniks. The minute that show was over, it was like, it was like a boyfriend who broke up with me. I never thought about it again.
Can you go back and watch it?
I tried. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not really. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do. And just like that, I don't know how that's going to come out. I'm not looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
How about David and Keith from 6 Feet Under?
Don't remember it to where I can't say really great TV couple.
Yeah, I don't know if they're iconic.
No.
You know, I think they're throwing that in there because they realize they don't have enough gay couples in here. But yeah, but they weren't gay iconic couples in the time they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, last but not least, Sam and Diane from Cheers.
Yeah, but they broke up and got together and broke up. And I always thought of them breaking up and fighting than together.
Yeah, I think, again, I was too young to really get into that show in that way. Like, I watched it, but not, I feel like, you know, when you're older and you watch these shows, you're more invested. When you're younger, it's just, you know, something on until Friends comes on. You know what I mean? It's just something on TV until you have to go to bed.